Climatologist Ian Barnes-Keegan joins the Tasmanian Country Hour. Thanks for your time, Ian.
My pleasure, Tony.
Well, it's been a couple of months since we last spoke, but nothing has really changed with regard to rainfall, it appears.
No, it's been a dry run. So the winter was cool, obviously, but actually pretty dry. So we were setting up through that dry winter. September, basically pretty dry. And I had a little bit of teasing rain almost towards the end of September up in the northeast, but really not enough to turn around those longer term deficits. And then kicking off October with some very warm, windy weather, it's just the pressure's really on the soil moisture, and as you said, with farm dams being used to fight fires, it's certainly not very good conditions as we're only just getting into the swing of spring.
Yeah, exactly. And today the Bureau has released its latest three-month outlook, and there's no real joy for farmers wanting any extra rain, is there?
No, not at all, unfortunately. In fact, this is a bit of a special update. We normally only put these out once a month, but the signals that we've had from running the model a little bit later really indicating the chance of rainfall, especially over southeastern Australia, through October, is very, very diminished. So chance of above-average rain really depressed through October. There's a bit of a possibility that we might catch a bit out of cold fronts, getting at least to some of Tasmania, but overall, looks like October is much more likely to continue that dry pattern in general, and that means that the coming season as a whole, even if things did turn around in November or December, the coming season as a whole looks most likely to be a dry season.
Ian, just looking at what areas of the state need the rain, it's pretty widespread, isn't it?
It is. So as I say, that bit of rain towards the end of September in the east sort of ticked things along reasonably well up there. But most areas, when you step back, have had a pretty dry three or even 6 months. So, you know, the best that you can say for some places is they've had average rain over the last 6 months. But all the areas which are dry to begin with, such as through the Midlands and along the east coast, have had even drier than normal over the last 6 months, which is not good news, because that's really the time of year during the cool season that you want that rain to get in there, you know, really soak in and set things up for the growing season. So we're going into the season dry, and then, look, you get a week of this warm weather like we've just had, and things start looking quite grim quite quickly.
Ian, the D word is being used by many people. When do we get to that stage of drought declaration in certain areas?
Yeah, look, drought declaration itself is a vexed thing, and is really down to state government making that call. We're certainly talking about, the Bureau's talking about significant rainfall deficiencies for many areas of the state, and it's particularly when you step back and look at the longer term, say over the last 12 months or longer, that this persistent dry, so getting a bit of rain from time to time, enough to keep things perhaps ticking over, but really being quite dry for significant parts of the state repeatedly, and that's a bit of a concern. We're seeing the same sort of pattern into much of Victoria, particularly over the last, say, 14 months. Large areas of Victoria well below average rainfall, and bits of Tasmania also coming up very, very low on the rainfall for the longer period. So it's been a dry run so far. We're starting off dry. October, reasonable chance of it being another dry month. It's looking a bit grim.
Well, what role is El Niño playing in all of this?
El Niño would seem to be the strongest driver at the moment, particularly for rainfall into southeast Australia. So if you look at southeast Australia, that's where the chance of a really dry October or dry October is particularly enhanced. And Tasmania sort of on the edge of that a bit, certainly is feeling the effect, and the dry and windy weather, dry, warm and windy weather we've had the last week, it's fairly typical for an El Niño to get. When we have an El Niño running, such as we do, that's when we tend to see these early season, hot, windy days and the dry conditions on top of that. So it certainly seems to be the strongest driver. However, there are other things going on, Indian Ocean, which is sort of balancing it off a little bit, and we might manage to, you know, perhaps sneak a little bit of moisture out of there from time to time. But overall, it seems El Niño is the biggest driver at the moment that's really holding down our rainfall.
And as we saw yesterday, the threat of bushfires does not help.
Absolutely not. It doesn't take much when you've got these dry conditions. Everything's just sitting there dry. All the fields are dry. So if you do get a bit of wind and a bit of temperature, things can go off very rapidly indeed.
What about temperatures as we head to the summer season? Going to be warmer?
Yeah, temperatures most likely to be warmer. It's not as perhaps not jumping around perhaps as much as the rainfall has been. So we've been most likely to get warm temperatures for some time. It has been the outlook, and that seems to be persisting. And in particular, a reasonable chance of getting more of these hot, windy days early in the season.
Okay, Ian, as always, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Tony.
Cheers. Climatologist Ian Barnes-Keegan from the Bureau with no real good news for farmers wanting the rain to come to Tasmania. According to the latest 3 months prediction, it's a special report released today by the Bureau. You can get more information on the BOM website. Just look up BOM Climate Outlook.